Moncrief on News Talk.
Childless couples, whether voluntarily or otherwise, often get asked about having children. And couples with one child, voluntarily or otherwise, are often asked, will a sibling be coming along? And sometimes that question can come from their own child. Tanya Sweeney has been writing about this in today's Independent. Afternoon, Tanya.
Afternoon, how are you?
Now, having one child, was that a conscious decision on the part of you and your partner?
Yeah, well, I mean, I got pregnant. I had a baby when I was 42, so there was no conscious at all about it. Do you know what I mean? It just happened, and I kind of went with the flow and went, wow, this is kind of amazing, you know? And, you know, we're so happy as a unit of three. And of course, it came up then after a couple of years, are we going to do this again? What's going to happen? And, you know, I went and investigated. I decided to get a fertility snapshot. And, you know, it became evident that, you know, just time wasn't on my side, you know. So we decided to kind of shelve the whole idea of a sibling for our daughter. And, you know, the more I thought about it, and I wrote up a column about this in the Irish Independent a couple of years ago, where I was like, you know what, I think the three of us, it's brilliant. And I'm so lucky that she's here. So it's not a problem. So, yeah, that's where I was. And I was always very sort of sure about that, you know, even though I kept hearing so many people, oh, my God, go, just the one? Is it only one you have there? And even like as recently as last weekend, someone went, are you going to have another? It's just a question that when you have one child, I presume I'll be asked this when I'm 75, you know, are you going to have another one?
And do you feel a need to explain yourself then at that point?
I tell them my age and I leave it. And then when people start going, but Naomi Campbell had one at 52. Good for Naomi. You know, I just ignore it then. You know, I cannot be doing with it, you know. But I wrote a column in the Irish Independent last weekend about, you know, how I am, you know, in the main, very, very happy with my setup. And the three of us make a gorgeous little team. But I was handed a baby. Who'd be handing me a baby? But anyway, it happened. Someone was obviously desperate. And so I was holding this brand new baby, and I just kind of looked down and I got a flood of sort of recall, you know, from the time when I, you know, had my own newborn baby, which was just so strange because I think I wasn't even present at that time. My brain had just sort of gone out to lunch and never come back when I was a new mother, you know. And my 6 year old came over and saw me with the baby, and she was very sort of sweet and tender with the baby. And I kind of thought, oh my gosh, you would have really made a fantastic big sister, you know. And, you know, just for a little minute, I think the two of us were like, oh, you know. And you know, we went home and you know, we obviously forgot all about it, you know, but I remember thinking, gosh, you know, just that tiny little crisis of confidence, I suppose, in my own decision, you know. But I think what happens is when you hold a baby like that, you start thinking about, God, it would be great to have a second child, to stay present in the moment for that second child. Now you've done all the culture shock. You've gotten all that out of your system from the first child. But I don't think that's enough of a reason to have a baby, frankly.
Yes.
You know, just to undo the mistakes you made with the first one, you know. So I think that would be a really bad idea. So I did get it out of my system, thankfully.
But do you get that occasionally from your daughter, that they might like a sibling?
Yeah, I mean, there was a time a few years ago when everyone else, you know, that in her sort of circle, a lot of her school friends obviously have younger siblings. And, you know, there was definitely a lot of, but I hear this all the time. I want a rabbit. I want a dog. I want a little brother. I mean, if I was to, you know, address all of them, I'd be living in Dublin Zoo. So, you know, she kind of gets it out of her system and she'll go, I really want one. And I'll just kind of say to her, you know, well, you know, isn't it great that it's the three of us and you have all our attention and your friends have to share bedrooms with their little sisters. And, you know, we get to, you know, do lots of things together because it's just the three of us, you know, and that sort of appeases her. And I mean, any only child I know in adulthood went through exactly the same thing. They went through that phase with their parents. I want a little sister. I want a little brother. Now they're in their adulthood. They're like, thank God that never happened. I couldn't even imagine the idea of having a sibling. So, it all works out in the end, I think.
Yeah, and I suppose it's perfectly natural if somebody holds you a baby, hands you a baby, it wasn't. Just for the listeners, it wasn't just a completely random situation. Have a baby.
But
you're bound to kind of feel something in relation to that, of course.
Of course. Yeah, I should actually explain it. It wasn't like a random thing. There was a child stuck up a slide in the playground, and the mum who had the brand new baby thought, well, she's probably better off handing this woman the baby who's not fussing and going to address the child up the slide. So that's how I ended up with a baby in my arms, you know. High trust society, it's fantastic. I mean, yeah, there's something about newborn babies where they're just so, and this one was just kind of looking up at me going, oh, you're a new thing, hello, what's going on here, you know, and didn't cry and didn't do anything. And it was just, I mean, I suppose they just must do something physiological. There must be a blast of endorphins or something like that, you know. But it was a very nice, and like I say, just some synaptic pathways kind of refused. And I remember just that, the weight of that baby, of my own baby, you know, and the little fingernails and the little dimples on the hands and all that. It's just all gorgeous, you know. But yeah, it was a funny moment, you know, an unexpected one for sure.
Yeah, and having though one child, are there do you think there are things you have to take into account that perhaps other families that might have two or three don't have to take into account, and vice versa?
Oh, that's a really good question. I suppose we're all mindful of those cliches that, you know, lonely only children might be lonely children. So I suppose I'm quite mindful of having her have play dates all the time and an activity. So there's no real room for loneliness. And it's never really just the three of us. You know, there are a couple of families in which there are only children, and we might get together and have play dates. And we're kind of mindful about just having their lives be varied and just lots of people in them, you know, that kind of way. So I don't know. I'm presuming it's the same if you have two or three children as well. You just go out and have play dates and have a varied social life with them as well. I'm not sure it's any different really for anyone.
No, well, I suppose the difference is if you have more than one, there's a difficulty with giving each child enough attention. Children can often be overlooked, whereas you won't have that, you know, concern so much with an only child. But an only child, there might be a concern about, they learn how to share and argue and all those kinds of things if they have siblings.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, we're very, again, mindful of the sharing thing. And I make sure that, you know, she's able to share and she's able to do all that stuff that other kids are able to do. Definitely.
Yeah. Interesting, though, that you know a fair few people with one child. And perhaps that's becoming increasingly common.
Maybe it is. I mean, it's interesting. Maybe with the families that have, you know, more than two, they don't need another family, we'll say, as much as a family with one child. I think the families that have one child are much more sort of receptive to the play date idea and meeting up. And, you know, they're less inclined to kind of just, you know, not shut themselves in, but, you know, I think if you have two or three children, your hands are kind of full. You're not going to be opening your house for play dates here, there and everywhere, because you've enough on, frankly, you know.
Yeah.
But I think if you have one child, there's definitely like, right, there's another couple with a, and I know, I mean, we're not there yet, but I know couples who have friended families with only children, and then they take the children on holiday and stuff like that. So it can all work out in a sort of mutually beneficial system.
Wow, taking kids on holidays. That's a...
I mean, I'm not there yet. I mean, I could barely make it to the playground with my own, and never mind anywhere else, you know. But I do know what happens. Or they go on holiday together because it's just easier to have another child to play with their child, you know. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of that. You do have to strategize a wee bit. But I mean, that goes for every parent, really, you know. There's always an element of strategy involved.
Oh no. You know, increasingly it's just really organizing their social life one's own social life is a very, very far second in that. Tanya, thanks a million as ever.
You.
That was Tanya Sweeney there, columnist with the Irish Independent. A lot of comments on that. We have one very much loved daughter, says this texter, same as Tanya's situation. I can't tell you the amount of people who ask, is it just the one? We tried desperately for a second, but miscarried, and it was devastating. I wish people were more sensitive. One child is still a family. Absolutely, 100%. I have two children, and I found myself awkwardly asking them about their family and realised I had massively offended them when I asked, was it an only child, when I was met with the answer, not by choice. Indeed, Mary says, try not able to have baby one and being asked why. It's torture. I'm an only child, and as your parents get... Well, I suppose this is a concern. I'm an only child, and as your parents get older, it gets worse. I wish I had someone to share the burden of their care and ageing with. Yeah, I imagine that must be difficult, all right. We chose to have one child for financial reasons, and we could not be happier. We can give our son everything he ever wants in life, and we have a great bond. Someone else says, I was asked after taking my baby home from hospital, when would I be having another? God save us tonight. People are never satisfied. It is ridiculous as a woman in your 30s. You're being pressurised to get engaged, married, pregnant, and then another one. And finally, someone says, we would love to have a second baby, but as we are stuck renting a small apartment, we have to put it up and put it off until we have more space. That's interesting. And because the previous text was said there for financial reasons, I only opted to have one. And you'd wonder, and Tanya said she knows a fair few couples that have only one child. You'd wonder, is the housing situation perhaps a factor in that?
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.